Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Trust and Confidence. Imagine a small child riding in the back seat of his father's car, fully trusting that his father will get him home safely. At no point would the toddler know how to find his own way home. As we travel through life, we need that same level of trust and confidence. Jesus knows the way to get us safely home to our Heavenly Father. Do we trust in Him, or do we trust in our own abilities? On Tuesday, October 17th, 2023, in honor of the 150th anniversary of the birth of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, Pope Francis offered an apostolic exhortation entitled, Cest la Confiance. St. Thérèse of Lisieux lived a short life of only 24 years, but she lived a life filled with trust. She once wrote, Cesse la confiance, et rien qui a la confiance qui duit nos conduire à l'amour. I hope my high school French teacher forgives me for all those mistakes. This means it is confidence and nothing but confidence that must lead us to love. Although these words were written in 1896, they remain highly instructive for us today. Trust and confidence in Jesus should be at the core of every Christian life. As Christians, we need a life filled with grace, and we need to constantly pray for unwavering trust and confidence in Jesus Christ. None of us should ever rely on our own merits, because outside of God, we have none. The apostolic exhortation, Cesse la Confiance, states, It is confidence that sustains us daily and will enable us to stand before the Lord on the day when He calls us to Himself. In the evening of this life, I shall appear before you with empty hands, for I do not ask you, Lord, to count my works. All our justice is stained in your eyes. I wish then to be clothed in your own justice and to receive from your love the eternal possession of yourself. Unfortunately, many Christians, especially those battling recurring patterns of sin in their life, become disheartened, hopeless, and even despairing because they fear they are losing the battle against some broken area in their life. Too often, they may be relying on their own ability to overcome their struggle. My hope is that today's message offers everyone hope and encouragement. We should never torture ourselves with negative, critical, and self-defeating thoughts. Thérèse of Lisieux always stressed the primacy of God's work, His gift of grace. She knew she could not rely on her own merits, since, as she said, I have none. She had a total trust in God's mercy. She also understood that once gratuitously justified by sanctifying grace, we are changed and enabled to cooperate by our good works and the process of growth in holiness. She encouraged everyone to have complete confidence in the love of Christ outpoured. Saint Thérèse taught us to place heartfelt trust not in ourselves, but in the infinite mercy of God who loves us unconditionally and has already given us everything in the cross of Jesus Christ. Her confidence in Christ allowed her to understand that Jesus does not demand great actions from us, but simply surrender and gratitude. Saint Thérèse was fully aware of the reality of sin in the world. However, she held tight to the words of Romans 5, verse 20, which states, Where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. Clearly, the world is filled with sin, but it is not infinite. The merciful love of the Redeemer, on the other hand, is indeed infinite. Saint Thérèse lived a life known as the Little Way. Her Little Way consisted of a path of trust and love, also known as the way of spiritual childhood. Today's modern culture tries to tell us just the opposite. It tells us to rely on our own abilities. In this age of individualism and self-reliance, we must remember that one day we will stand before the Lord with empty hands. We can learn a lot from the saints that walk before us. Saint Thérèse taught us to rediscover the importance of simplicity, the absolute primacy of love, trust, and abandonment, and the necessity to move beyond a legalistic or moralistic mindset that fills the lives of too many Christians with rules and regulations, which in turn cause the joy of the gospel to grow old. Like that small child in the backseat of Dad's car, we need to live each day with confidence and trust. Jesus will not only sustain us in this life, but He will be waiting to greet us when we arrive at the end of this life with empty hands. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, grant me the grace and wisdom to never trust in my own abilities, for without you I can do nothing. Help me to hold firm in good times and in the trials of life to a never-ending trust in your Son, Jesus. He alone has the power to save me. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Don't forget to like this podcast and to share it with others. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.